Hey guys, welcome to the first episode of Chat with the Native Speaker. I'm your host Charlotte, and today we will be talking about the things that I've learned after I turned 20, and I'll be talking about this in Mandarin Chinese, but I will translate and explain everything in English, also teach you guys some important vocabulary words that's commonly used in a conversation. Alright, let's get started. 在我二十岁以后，我学到了很多的东西。第一个事情呢，就是跟自己进行和解。那在我二十岁以前，我对自己身上的很多的事情都不满意，有很多事情都非常的困扰我，比如说女孩子很爱美，那么一些皮肤的问题啊，或者说比如说夏天呢、脱毛然后留下的一些razor bump， 然后这些都会非常的困扰我。还有很多的事情，比如说身材焦虑啊、外貌焦虑啊之类的。我记得当我第一次下载TikTok 的时候，然后我就看到，哇，这个上面的模特都是特别的漂亮，每一个都是胸大腰细腿长，然后都非常的辣，皮肤也都很好，就是很漂亮，像个芭比娃娃。然后所有的女孩子，所有社交媒体上的女孩子都精致的像个洋娃娃一样，然后这就让我非常的焦虑，我就觉得哦，人家都很漂亮，然后好像我就没有别人那么完美。所以我当时就是刚下载 TikTok 的时候刷到一些 model， 然后我就非常的焦虑。那现在当然就不会了，但是当时确实是那样子的，因为当时比较年轻嘛。现在的话就是慢慢的成长了以后，就觉得没关系，就是每一种身材都是美的，女孩子就是很美的，就是你自信的人最美丽。所以说现在当然不会有那样子的一些焦虑的，现在看到美女也不会觉得焦虑什么，因为我也是个美女然后现在就是就不会觉得哦，大家都好完美啊，然后怎么怎么样，不会有这样子的想法。现在也与自己和解，像以前我会因为身上一些，比如说我的皮肤不是特别好啊，或者说我的哪个方面不是特别好呀，我就会感到好像自己没有不如别人，别人比我更好这样子的一些想法。现在就是觉得很自信，就是我想干嘛我就干嘛，觉得我已经很优秀了，我能够做一些事情，我为自己感到骄傲和自豪，其实是更加的爱自己，在这样的一个不断的去成长的一个旅途上吧。我觉得女孩子过了二十岁以后会成长很多，而且成长的速度会很快，不像你十几岁的时候其实是非常幼稚的，然后你慢慢的过个几年就会变得越来越成熟。 So what I just talked about was anxiety. When I was younger, I felt so anxious about so many things. I still remember when I first downloaded TikTok for the first time, I saw so many perfect Instagram models there. They all have skinny waist, big breasts. Now I know some are like implants, but back then I didn't know. I thought everyone have a perfect body, like a doll, like a Barbie. Everyone's perfect. And when you follow one single model on TikTok or Instagram, they will suggest more models to you. So when I open these social media apps, all I see are those beautiful, drop-dead gorgeous models, and it made the teenager me really anxious, and I feel like, oh my god, like everyone's so perfect, but I'm not. I was not so confident, but after like I turned 20, after I matured so much, I learn how to love myself and accept myself. So these like little things doesn't bother me at all. When I see like another pretty model, I'll be like, okay, she's gorgeous, I like her. I'm also gorgeous, like I'm also beautiful. So I started to like accept myself and love myself. And I think confidence is what makes a girl really, really beautiful. Your facial feature doesn't even matter that much. It's your confidence. So be confident. Love yourself. Alright, now let's learn some vocabulary words. Love. A verb. 爱. Love yourself. 爱自己. Confident. 自信的. Anxiety. 焦虑. Anxious. 焦虑的. Models. 模特. 模特 means pretty girls. Models. Social media. 社交媒体. Journey. 旅程. Self-love journey. 爱自己的旅程. Grow. 成长. Mature. 成熟. I matured so much. 我成熟了很多. I grew so much. 我成长了很多. Be confident. 自信起来. The other thing, the second thing is don't compromise. If you don't want to do something, never compromise. So I remember there's one time, because there's a guy, he did me such a big favor. I feel like I owe him one. And so when he asked me to do something to help him out, I didn't say no. Even though I didn't want to do it, I still agreed to do it.
在以前的时候，有一次有一个男士帮了我很大的忙，所以他让我回过头来帮他一个忙的时候，我觉得自己好像欠了他一个很大的人情，好像哦，他帮了我那么多，我好像也应该帮他。所以当时呢，我就没有说不，当时我就是，哦，好吧，我就同意了。但是呢，现在我就不会这个样子。 如果我不想做的事情，我一定不会去再答应了。所以就是，年轻的时候可能就是觉得，哦，好像你欠别人一个人情，好像别人帮了我这么多，我不好意思啊，也觉得，我就不好意思拒绝嘛。我就觉得，哦，我好像不应该就是这么残酷的拒绝别人，这样不太好吧。但现在我就不会，我会很礼貌的说，哦，谢谢你帮助我，我很感激。
So as I grew older, I learned, oh, if I don't want to do something, even though someone did me such a big favor, I will say no to that person. I will say, oh, I'm so sorry. Like, I really appreciate your help. And I will really do a lot of things to return your kindness, but not that thing. Like, if you don't want to do something, don't do it. 如果你不想做什么事情，别做. Let's learn some vocabulary. No. 不. I don't want to do something. 我不想做什么事儿. 拒绝. Reject. Say no to someone. 对什么人说不. Compromise. 妥协. Do someone a favor. 帮什么什么人忙. The third thing I learned after I turned 20 is I learned to love myself more and compliment myself frequently. 第三件事情我学到的就是要更加的爱自己，并且多多赞美自己. Honestly, if you don't compliment yourself, who else will? You are the only one who can give you the biggest compliment ever. So be that person, compliment yourself. Tell yourself that you're beautiful, you're gorgeous. It doesn't even matter if you have all those, like, flaws or not. Yes, I'm not perfect, I have flaws, but I'm so fucking gorgeous. You need to tell yourself that and be confident. You're doing amazing. Always give yourself positive affirmations.
经常给自己一些正面的
表扬和夸赞，告诉自己你很美丽，你美极了，尽管你有缺点，但是呢没有关系。如果这个世界上连你自己都不夸赞你自己，那还有谁会呢？你是最能够给你自己最大夸赞的人，所以说一定要多多夸自己，肯定自己。 Now let's learn some vocabulary. 夸赞，赞美， compliment. Compliment yourself, 赞美自己。 Beautiful, 美丽的。 Amazing, 棒极了。You're doing so great. 你已经做得很好了。You are gorgeous. 你美极了。Flaw. 缺点。Imperfection. 不完美。If you don't even compliment yourself, who else will? 如果你自己都不赞美自己，还有谁会赞美你呢？Be your biggest supporter. 做自己最大的支持者。Support, 支持。Supporter, 支持者。Support yourself, 支持自己。The fourth thing I learned is, take your setbacks and failures as your opportunities. So,We've been through so many things and we failed so many times. But don't think, oh, I'm such a loser. Instead, when you failed, it's more easier for you to be motivated and try something new. So always take your setbacks as opportunities because you might create something. You might even get something that you couldn't even imagine.So I have a friend, she got fired, but then she started her lash business. She had a desk job, a normal job, and then she got fired. And after that, she thought, oh gosh, like I really need to do something. So she had her like lash business, and now she's very successful. And she's happy because that's what she truly likes. So,If she didn't get fired, she might just live a stable life. She won't really like focus on a new career, want to do something different. So always think in a different way. Failures could also be opportunities. You never know. So just if you have an idea, just do it. 第四件事情我学到的就是把失败和挫折当成机会 opportunity 机会 setbacks 挫折 failures 失败当你失败的时候也不要太沮丧沮丧 depressed when you failed don't be too depressed 当你失败的时候不要太沮丧因为什么事情都有可能发生人在一个低谷的时候是很容易被激发出无限的潜力的潜力 potential 当你有这个当你处在一个低谷的阶段你有很有可能你会做一些你平时不敢做的事情或者说你平时安于现状你不敢尝试一些新的事情可是你在低谷的时候你就觉得自己必须要做点什么所以你就去做了哎，很可能这个结果就是你意想不到的很有可能你就成功了我有一个朋友他以前是做一个普通的文职工作然后呢他也不喜欢他的工作结果他后来被开除了然后呢他现在有他自己的假睫毛的生意他现在假睫毛的生意非常的好他现在做美妆非常的受欢迎所以说他现在就比原来有钱多了而且他也很开心因为那是他真正喜欢的但是呢在他做假睫毛就是美妆的生意之前呢他一直都挺安于现状的他觉得哦我的工作挺稳定的我也不想真的去追逐我的梦想尝试一些新鲜的事物可是当他被开除了以后他没有选择了
所以他就尝试了他一直想做的梦想，没想到结果真的很好，不仅又有钱了，而且他很开心。所以人在低谷的时候都会被激发出无限的潜力。当你失败，不要觉得这是一件，哦天哪，我就完蛋了。相反，要想想自己能做什么，在这个时候你可以追逐你自己的梦想，去勇敢的尝试新鲜的事物，说不定会有意想不到的收获。所以不要把失败只是当成失败，把失败当成一次机会。好啦，今天就聊到这里啦。那么这是我20岁以后学到的4个很重要的事情，分享给大家。Alright, that's it for today's lesson. I shared 4 important things that I learned after I turned 20. If you guys enjoyed today's video, please give it thumbs up and don't forget to subscribe to my channel. My YouTube channel is Charlotte Mandarin Chinese. Also, if you have any suggestions,Feel free to leave a comment below. Thank you guys so much for watching. See you in the next lesson. 再见，下节课见。